This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden announced Wednesday the United States will send 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine to counter an expected fresh Russian offensive in the coming months. The story from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
Reversing an earlier stance not to send in the immediate future such weaponry to the Ukrainians, President Joe Biden said the battalion of tanks, he termed the most capable in the world, will come with the parts and equipment necessary to effectively sustain the armored fighting vehicles on the battlefield.
These tanks are further evidence of our enduring, unflagging commitment to Ukraine and our confidence in the skill of the Ukrainian forces.
Biden spoke at the White House just hours after Germany announced it is sending two battalions of Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Ukrainian forces say they've conducted an organized retreat from a town in the eastern region of the Donbas, handing the Kremlin's forces a rare but modest battlefield triumph. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A Ukrainian military official says the army retreated from Solidar to preserve the lives of the personnel and that the soldiers have moved to previously prepared defense positions. Moscow has portrayed the battle for the salt mining town near the city of Bakhmut as key to capturing the entire Donbas. The accomplishment takes the Russian forces a step closer to Bakhmut, though military analysts say capturing Solidar is more symbolic than strategic. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
German officials say a man described as a stateless Palestinian has fatally stabbed two passengers and injured seven others on a train in northern Germany. He was eventually grabbed by other passengers and arrested by police. This is VOA News. A group of 27 herders were killed Wednesday and several others injured in what police called a bomb explosion in central Nigeria, a region known for ethnic and religious tensions. The herders and their cattle were in a village when the bomb exploded. An umbrella group representing herders said the bomb was dropped by a Nigerian military jet. Quote, it was an airstrike. It killed 27 people, said the person with the Cattle Breeders Association of Nigeria. The Carter Center says only 13 human cases of guinea worm were reported worldwide last year. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
In 1986, guinea worm infected 3.5 million people.
There's a lot of discussion about how the last mile of an eradication program is the most difficult.
People who drink unclean water can ingest parasites that can grow as long as 3 feet. The worm incubates for up to a year before painfully emerging, many times through the feet or other sensitive parts of the body. Adam Weiss with the Carter Center tells the AP they are close to the end of guinea worm, but not close enough.
It is going to be a very long and arduous last mile.
Weiss says guinea worm is poised to be the second human disease to be eradicated after smallpox. I'm Ed Donahue.
Alphabet's Google said on Wednesday it believes the complaint from the U.S. Department of Justice accusing the company of abusing its dominance in digital advertising is without merit. Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard has more.
Google on Wednesday said it will defend itself vigorously against the antitrust lawsuit filed a day earlier by the DOJ and 8 states. The lawsuit seeks to break up the company's online ad business by forcing Google to sell its ad manager suite. Advertisers and website publishers have complained that Google, which is owned by Alphabet, has not been transparent about where ad dollars go, specifically how much goes to publishers and how much to Google.
That's Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard. Since 2013, more than 1 million charities received donations from Amazon Smile, which sent a small portion of a customer's purchase on Amazon to a nonprofit of their choice. Amazon announced last week the program will end February 20th. Nonprofits are now looking for ways to replace that funding, and some of Amazon's competitors, including Walmart and Target, have community donation programs similar to Amazon Smile. A spokesperson said the company's decision to end the program is a strategic shift to support initiatives that work on a larger scale, like its $2 billion U.S. dollar contribution to affordable housing. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.